well. Thank you, everyone. My name is Amy Grin, and I'd like to talk today about Org Mode Witchcraft at Sprightly. So Sprightly Institute, I just want to talk a little bit about them first. I'm obviously a part of the Sprightly Institute. I am the technical administrator. Sprightly is working on the next generation of decentralized technology. That includes like peer-to-peer communication that is done securely using object capability security, which is not a new concept, but we feel at Sprightly that it's an underutilized concept. So that is something that we're passionate about, and we believe that it is going to enable secure collaboration between a lot of different people. So actually, Sprightly is actually running a donor campaign right now. If you have any time, please visit sprightly.institute/donate, and you can see exactly what we're offering and how to support us. And this is really important. So please, if you have time, please visit that. And also, we're giving more talks than just this one. So this QR code will take you to a blog post that I've written that shows you all of the different talks that Sprightly is going to be doing. There are 5 more talks besides this one, and they're all worth your time. So please join them. I will be there, and they will be a lot of fun. Does anybody need more time for this? Leave it up for a few seconds? Okay. So what you're looking at right here is a boxy diagram. This is something that I wrote a couple years ago. It's a way to view hierarchical data. And in this instance, we're looking at a different view of an org mode file. An org mode file is a hierarchical data structure. And all of these boxes represent different headings in the org mode file. So let me just talk a little bit about myself and all the other packages that I've written. So as I've mentioned, I am an Emacs package author, Emacs contributor, org mode contributor. If you want, you can see all of my packages at packages.amygrin.com. Here's what it looks like. And these are all the packages that I've written. You can see that the boxy ones, there's a lot of boxy packages. And you can install all of these through the normal Emacs process of use package or package list packages and these things. So if you just install my package archive, you can have these things. But some of these are available on ELPA, so you don't even need to do anything. You just package install boxy headings, and you'll have this interface. So that is a big part of my life. I really love Emacs. As you can tell, I've made a hat. Yeah, I've made the Emacs hat, and it's a little too small for me in the end, but it is really, knitting is another thing that I'm very passionate about, so I like to combine my passions. And I think you can tell further on in this talk that I've combined my passion for Emacs with Sprightly. Another one of my passions is raising my beautiful dog. This is my dog, Leo. He is very, very cute and very, very cuddly, and just love him to death. So I wanted to show him off to everyone because you all deserve Leo in your life. And as I've mentioned and shown, I do like knitting quite a lot. I'm working on a couple different projects right now. And if anybody wants to talk to me about that, that is something that I would love to discuss as well. Yeah, knitting, yeah, okay. But today, I'm gonna be talking more about my work. So as I said, I'm the technical administrator. That includes a lot of different roles. Fundraising. I help write grants. I help do the donor campaign. I help. I help take care of the public documents, like the white papers and the documentation. And that's the point of this room. So I'm gonna try to focus on that a lot. I'm also a web developer. So I'm helping develop the website. If you've seen our website, I made the. The bar, the fundraising bar that fills up over time. And also I help with administrative tasks, as technical administrator implies. just organizing and calendars and all these things. And the technical part of my job title is, you know, part of the website development and these things. But also I do like working with our other technologies like Hoot. And if anybody's heard of Hoot, it is our Scheme to WebAssembly compiler. It is really fun to work with, and I'm helping write a game with Hoot in order to show off some of its features and also test it, push it to its limits. So that is the basic functions that I do throughout the day. But on top of all this is Emacs and org mode. Just get it on top. See, it's on top. So I stay in Emacs basically all day, except for video chats. You can't really do video chats in Emacs, but there's exactly. Everything's possible in Emacs. So there's four main topics that I want to discuss today about Emacs and org mode. There's using ELISP in a makefile, in a GNU makefile. There is the language picker with org mode so that your documents can have multiple languages and the users can switch between them. And there is a way to share links with org mode on your phone. So this is something that I've developed that is really useful when I'm on the go. I can just save a link to my org mode files and retrieve them later. And finally, I am working, this is a work in progress, but I'm working on plain text accounting for our organization, and I'm gonna try to demo some of the bean count integrations that I've done on the plain text accounting side of things. So, let's jump into the ELISP makefile. So, makefiles, I don't know if everybody knows this, but you can change the shell. So if you just say shell equals Emacs, it's not going to do exactly what you want. It's going to open an Emacs every single time that you have a target. But if you add these shell flags, dash Q means to not, it's quiet load. It means to not load any user settings, so you can get builds. Well, pretty reproducible. It's not perfect, but if you do batch eval, then you can use ELISP in a makefile instead of a shell command. So let me show you how this works in practice. So this is just my environment, and these are the papers that we write, the white papers that are part of our